You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the final segment here. And I say this many times on the show because I think it's just classic. If you've ever seen the movie 2012, and it, he says, I thought we'd have more time. And that's how I always feel when you come to the end of 2 hours with a great guest. You just wish you had more time. So, John, we wanted to wrap up this particular interview. Firstly, I need you to plug your website. Secondly, we were going to talk about the Egyptians a little bit. And lastly, we're going to round it up with the whole 2012, December 21st, Doomsday thing. So if you'd indulge me, go right ahead.
Okay, the website is www.clinicalanthropology.com. I also have a YouTube site where I speak with an alien, actually, a little bit of an interesting thing you might want to get into. It's Osiris, the number 12, Gates. Osiris is spelled with a capital O. All the rest are small numbers. Let me mention my publications just to get a plug in here. If you go to Amazon and just type in John A. Rush, a bunch of books will come up. Spiritual Tattoo is one. The 12 Gates is another. The third book would be Failed God, Fractured Myth in a Fragile World. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam hate me. I think I'm at the top of the do not read list in the Catholic Church with that book. And then finally, the Mushroom and Christian Art, which just came out in 2011, where you can get to see all the mushrooms in the Christian art. And the question is, why the hell are they there? Going from this, let's go back to the Egyptian thing for a moment. In ancient Egypt, there's a very interesting story about Osiris. And if you understand that myth, you understand a great deal about Egyptian religious traditions. There are so many things that come out of ancient Egypt that come into Christianity and Judaism and so on. But there's one thing that's very important to us here, and that is the number 72. The number 72 is connected to the number of attendants who come out once Osiris is put into a coffin that exactly fits him. This is sort of the glass slipper thing. And they wrap iron bands around this and they drown him. I won't tell you the whole story because we don't have enough time, but they drown Osiris in the Nile. Those 72 attendants that come out is a connection to what's called precession. Or if you look up into the heavens, to make this simple, you look up in the heavens and if you wait 72 years, the zodiac will move 1 degree of arc. If you multiply 72 times 360, you come up with a number 25,920. That is the grand cycle, if you will. So as you look up in the heavens, if you wait 25,920 years, it'll come back to where it is. All the cultures that I've studied so far, advanced cultures anyway, Mayan, Aztec, Hinduism, ancient Egypt, Europe, and so on. They have this number 72, so they all were aware of this. So what the hell does it mean? Well, let's go to the date, December 21st, 2012, which according to the Mayan calendar is the end of the fifth time period for them. Now, their time periods are actually geared to a date that I believe is, I may have this a little off, it's 3125 B.C., 3125 BC is a very important time period because it represents an extinction on the Earth. This extinction happened when solar flares were very, very active on the sun, and we moved through a galactic cloud, and when we did that, meteors hit, the solar flares changed the weather, civilizations crashed all over the place. And so that's the time period. And so their time periods are geared to, if you take that time period and you move it up to December 21st, 2012, you can see that time period is geared to the next cycle. And so they've got this measured according to about a 5,125-year cycle. So if you go from December 21st, 2012 back, to 3,125. That's the cycle they're talking about. This is the fifth era, fifth time period. And so what they're saying is that we're probably going to go through that galactic cloud again. And we've started into it. Now, we can see these extinctions going back right back to 9600 BC, when we have a civilization in Göbekli Tepe, which is in Turkey, was an advanced civilization which the academics have not been able to accommodate into our history or prehistory for whatever reason. They had monumental architecture, they had calendar, they had writing, they had everything. That got destroyed. We have another one that occurs a few thousand years after that. Then another one at 5600 BC, 3200 BC, 2300 BC. And so I think what they're saying is that, according to their calculation, we would be going through that galactic cloud again. And you know, that appears to be what's happening. This has been recognized since the 1950s. There's a lot of literature on that. And so maybe we are going into a period where civilizations are going to crash. We've got drought in the United States. Other things are happening. This isn't global warming in the sense of Al Gore, who has that guy's a crook. He gets the Nobel Peace Prize is worth nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Giving one to Obama and to Al Gore, the Nobel Peace Prize, you might as well go down and buy a Cupid doll, as far as I'm concerned. The global warming that we're experiencing, well, there may be something to it in terms of the Industrial Revolution, but this is being caused by solar flares and a lot of extra information that's coming into the atmosphere of the Earth, and not specifically sinful humans. When anytime they talk about global warming, they talk about carbon credits, you know you're into politics and economics. It's as simple as that. If they're really concerned about the Earth, they wouldn't get into that type of thing at all. This is just politics. And these people, should be run out of town on a rail. So the end of the fifth era, it is the end of a time period, but it may be a signal that we're perhaps going into this galactic cloud. I mean, it's happened before. We can see the remnants of this in the ice cores in Iceland. We can see them on Mount Kilimanjaro, and we can see that these particles are coming from outside of the Earth, and they're not being created inside. A lot of these aren't being created inside by burning coal and all the rest of that. So we're into a bad situation now. I don't know what to think of it, but that's the December 21st, 2012 business, the end of the fifth time period in the Mayan calendar system and the beginning of a new one.
Was that part of the fear paradigm, I think, that is trying to be sort of sidelined a bit, do you think? Or rather, using the fear paradigm of, oh my God, it's the end of the world, tidal waves, and all that sort of stuff, to make people stand down to the New World Order. Who cares about it, you know, as we're all going to die anyway?
Yeah, I think it probably could go either way. That certainly could be used either way. The sad thing about this is all the disinformation that we've been handed, and all these quote academic scientists who have gotten on board with this global warming thing, when the evidence for it in terms of sinful humans causing it anyway it isn't very convincing. It really isn't. Termites put out more carbon dioxide than humans do. There's more carbon. And then we have methane coming out of the oceans that contribute to that. My God, in 2006, we had a forest fire up the hill here on Highway 50. And that put out more garbage in the atmosphere than all the cars in California could put out in a year. And so, you know, you've got to get into critical thinking here. You can't allow these politicians and academics to tell you the truth, because I don't think they know what it is themselves. You've got to stay open. You've got to stay open to other possibilities. It's like medicine. You've got to be your own doctor. You can't trust the medical community because they're not based on a wellness model. They're based on an illness model, a fixed model, a suppression of symptoms model. And it's not a healthy model. In order to fix the medical system, we've got to get into preventative medicine, but you can't have the government instituting it. This has to be something that the individual has to know about in terms of taking care of themselves. First of all, we don't get quality information there. And once you know about it, you can either implement it or not. It's up to you. But don't rely on the medical community to fix you up. You got to fix up yourself.
That's what personal responsibility is all about. Oh, I don't know how to fix this. Let's figure it out. How does this work? Let's take it apart. Okay. Let's have a look at it from all these different angles. Let's verify these kind of things. Can I fix it? Yes, I can. So I fix it. Did I need any help? No? Nobody's around? Oh, my God. Have you ever heard of that, that story about, is it the little brown hen or the little red hen? When she's going around everybody asking them for a little bit of a hand to help make some bread, right? And at the end of it, everybody's like, no, I can't be bothered making bread. But as soon as she's made it, and she had to make it all on her own, all the other animals started coming out and going, it's fresh bread. Hey, can we have some? She goes, no, you didn't help at all.
Well, this is the ant and the grasshopper. I mean, it's the same story. All you got to do is read Aesop's Fables and you'll get the morality that you should have. Be a decent person. Seek knowledge. Know yourself. And people don't know themselves. They don't know how gullible they are. I have a couple of segments on my YouTube site on gullibility and why people are so damn gullible. Now, my YouTube's not very sophisticated, but I hopefully get the message across. At any rate, we're in trouble with this. People got to learn to start thinking for themselves. They need emotional responsibility. To believe people give you emotions is one of the greatest traps in the world, throws you in jail because everybody does it to you. See, if you believe that people give you emotions, then whatever you do is justified because they started it. If you believe someone made you angry, you can beat them up and say, oh, they started it. Or you believe that someone has offended Muhammad, there you go.
That's right. Thank you, John.